Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer here in Luke's account today. The sort of model for prayer. His disciples come to him and say, I mean, basically, they've been watching Jesus pray a lot. He goes and prays a lot. He removes himself even from them and sends them on ahead of him and prays a lot. And so they finally come to him and say, well, Jesus, teach us to do that. Teach us to pray. And so he gives them this outline. And we so often stop there. We so often go, well, this is the Lord's Prayer, and this is what we recite. But as he's teaching them to pray, he goes on. After he gives the Lord's Prayer, he continues to give them information, and he does it in a story. He says, look, this guy has an unexpected guest. The guest shows up in the night, and the host has no food, has no resources to give him. So he goes next door to his neighbor, to his friend, in the middle of the night, knocks on the door. And the house owner there basically lifts up the window and says, dude, we're all asleep. I'm not going to get up now. I mean, this is rude. Come back tomorrow. And Jesus says, it's not the friendship that gets the task accomplished here, right? The guy doesn't get up and give him some food that he can feed his unexpected guest because they're friends, and they are friends, but it's not the friendship that does it. It's because the guy won't stop knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell. So finally, the tenacity of the one in need gets the door opened and gets all the supplies he needs. Jesus likens this story to prayer. I mean, he sums up that story and says, so here's what I'm telling you. Keep asking, and it'll be given to you. Keep searching, and you'll find. Keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And then he goes on, like as a proof to that, to say, look, what father is going to, if your son asks you for something to eat, are you going to give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, you're going to give him a scorpion? And he says, look, you being in a fallen world know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. All right, so that's more the full teaching on prayer that Jesus is giving. Now, we just went through a month-long class, The Hope of Prayer, taught by John Eldridge here at the Wind Farm. And John really eloquently showed us how we're supposed to align ourselves with the will of God and not pray outside the will of God. You can pray and pray and pray against something that is simply not God's will and get nowhere. But when we align ourselves, sometimes we have to contend for things. And that is definitely true in my life. I have had to contend for certain things in my life for long periods of time. But Jesus says, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop asking. Don't stop knocking. Keep going.